that God's not done. Amen. He wants to do more. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're so thankful. And I believe tonight, amen, we're going to be baptizing, amen, Jeff, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. And we're so thankful what the Lord did for him Sunday night. Others, amen, even Cammie. What God did for Cammie, what God did for Lewis, what God did for Melissa, amen. Even Lenny, his young that was here, amen. Man that was standing over here, different ones that God richly reached in, amen. Such a powerful move of the Holy Ghost that we had. God filled, amen, in this place, people with the Holy Ghost for the first time. And God's not done. God wants to give more. Are you thankful for that? Amen. Kara, we're thankful what God's doing in your life. Amen. Every time I pray, I just don't see you, but I see your boys. I see your husband. I see great things happening in the Holy Ghost for you. Amen. I see your mama. I see your daddy. Amen. I see family full of the Holy Ghost rejoicing. Amen. That old horse, amen, you fell off of it, but guess what? That horse is still your friend. God's still alive, and God hadn't failed you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're so thankful that, hey, God's brought you even to this point that he's going to do greater things. Are you thankful? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. Amen. You have your Bibles. Won't you turn with me to Romans, the 6th chapter. Amen. Brother Schubert will be with us Sunday morning. Amen. Then the following Tuesday night, Brother Israel Kong. Amen. Chinese pastor from Houston will be with us that Tuesday night. You want to bring somebody. You see somebody Chinese or I don't care what they are. Amen. You bring them to the house of the Lord. Amen. How many is helping me invite people to church? Amen. How many is inviting somebody today? Today. Amen. Every day. Amen. If I don't invite somebody to church every day, something's wrong. Amen. But we're so thankful. Amen. God's doing great things. Amen. I want you to help me. Amen. Every day make it a point. If you've got to get on your phone and text somebody an invitation, do it. Come on. Amen. We don't have long. Amen. We don't have long to get them in the ark of God. So let's do that. Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Amen. Romans 6 and verse 12 and 13 is where we're going to read tonight. Amen. We're trusting the Lord that he would just help us. Amen. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Man, I don't want to be the wrong kind of instrument. Amen. I don't want to be the sin instrument. But I want to be the right instrument, amen, that is yielded to the right source. Notice with me, it says reign. We see the word reign. That word there is the word reign that speaks of a government authority. Who's ruling? Who's ruling? The next word is obey. Identifies what we are allowing to govern us. When it says your members, that connects directly to your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your mind, your hands, your feet. Who are you yielding your body to? That word yield, this is a very word at the heart tonight. We yield ourselves to God. The answer tonight is that voluntary surrender. God will never, never make you surrender. That has to be voluntary. It got to be your part. And the scripture said, yield yourselves unto God as instruments of righteousness. Once yielded, our members, our eyes, ears, mind, eyes, mouth becomes useful instruments for God. And we're thankful tonight for the glory of God at work in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I praise you tonight for your righteousness, your beauty, your power. God, flow through us, God, as we yield to you, our main source, Jesus. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's here. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God simply doesn't want to advise our life. God wants to govern your life. How many has ever heard of government work? Man, when we say government work, our world today kind of mocks it. But I thank God for my government. But I don't believe in big government where government takes over. But I believe in the government of God. God does the right government work. When you let the big government take over your life in this world, the big government would take away from your liberty, would take a lot of things from you. Amen. The big government begins to overshadow you. But I'm thankful tonight that there is the opposite with God. When God does government work inside of your life, God begins to use, amen, your life, and God begins to bless your life. There's a righteousness that happens through your system that nothing can equate to the power of it. I want you to think with me tonight. God, amen, is at work. And, you know, I kind of look at it like this. Amen. Some of us treat God like a yield sign. We slow down just enough to see what he wants. And if nothing's too dangerous or looks too dangerous, we just keep right going. I don't want to be that one that just yields like that. You know, yield means that when you're driving, somebody else has the right of way. And the problem is, we want Jesus in the car, but we don't want him to have the right of way in our life. I mean, we sing Jesus take the wheel, but man, a lot of times when things aren't going the way we want it, we grab it back. And then we make the transition. But this is really what yielding is all about tonight. What is the right of way? Who has the right of way in my life? Romans says, yield yourselves unto God. God isn't asking to ride alone. He's asking for the right of way. He's asking for the rights to your life to govern you. And it's a voluntary surrender that he's looking for. God's not going to jump over you and knock you down and take over your will. But God is looking for somebody that is wise enough to rise up and say, Lord, thy will be done. Amen. And God does not merely desire to be included in our life. He desires to be at the helm of our life as the governor of our life. And his lordship must extend to the way we think, the way we hear, the see, what we say, where we go, how we respond, and even the choices that we make. And yielding is the key. And success comes through the obedience of the Lord. I love it when God begins to touch yielded vessels. This week, two times, I heard a story twice. And it was within 24 hours. It was early one morning. And then, amen, the next evening, or the next day, amen, again in the morning time, amen, I heard it again. And the same story by different sources. There was back in the hippie days. The hippie days, let me just explain what it was. It was a movement that started happening where these people began to think, we need to become, you know, humble type of people, just wild, to have no ties in life. Men decided, well, you know, it's okay. And they grew big hair and they dressed, you know, with flowing garments, some of them big old bell bottoms, some of them barefooted, some of them with sandals. And they called it back in those days the Jesus movement. And a lot of these people, even women, it was just like no boundaries, no laws, no nothing. And they want to get in touch with the earth and with a source of supernatural, and all these things started happening where our nation, there's like a radical change in people's thinking. Even marriage laws didn't matter anymore. You could just live together, male and female. It didn't matter who you were. You know, you could just jump up and just jump in the sack together, so to speak. Amen. With respect, I say that. And there was a jump that was happening. And it was also the time where people started delighting in marijuana and the worship of the earth and worship of all kind of different things. And this particular man during that period of time, he started rising up in the rock and roll hour. And just so happened, that was called the disco era. How many remember the disco era? And high platform shoes, I mean, big old shoes. Guys would even wear those shoes. And I mean, loud clothing, all kind of things. And anyway, this guy became a rock and roll singer or disco singer. And he went to the top. And he started rising. And his song started hitting the top of the charts. And all of a sudden, this guy and a group of his friends, they were wild. They were hippies. But there was one day that one of his friends said, "Hey, man, I found something last night." He said, "What did you find?" He said, "I found a church here in L.A. that we need to go to." He said, "Man, why do you want to go to a church?" He said, "Because there was something there. There was a feeling that I got, a source that I felt that I've never felt before." And they walked in that church in California, and you know, they felt something, and they got excited. And pretty soon, they started reading their Bible. They started, here they were, every other thing was, "Man, that's cool. Man, this Jesus thing is amazing." And I mean, they were still just doing what they normally do, and they were rolling the big fat joints of marijuana and smoking it and talking about Jesus. And you know, and this guy who was a musician, he even wrote some songs about Jesus. And they were singing and they would smoke their marijuana and they would talk about Jesus. And oh, how cool it was to feel something flowing. And they would tell everybody they knew about it. "Man, oh, you need to know about who Jesus is." And they started doing this. And they would go to church and they would go there, and the best they knew how, they would sing, and they would wherever they go, they would have some kind of worship type of music. And there was one day, they were all riding together, just like you would think, in their van. Probably one of those Volkswagen vans. And one of them lit up a joint, and he was smoking that marijuana. And man, and they were passing it around. These were not just poor people. They were very wealthy. They were young men who come from wealthy homes. And this man was very popular. And one of the guys took a drag and he exhaled the marijuana smoke in the van. And he leaned back, and all of a sudden he said, "Hey, there's something wrong about this. Something's wrong about us doing this." He said, "Y'all feel that?" And they looked around and said, "You know, come to think about it, something is wrong about this." And they had expensive drugs inside of that van that all of a sudden they pulled over on the side of the road. And they found a body of water there, and they emptied all their van out of expensive drugs. And they said, "Man, something's going on. You know, I feel better since I've done that. And I don't want to ever pick that up again." Nobody said anything to them, but something was coming alive in them. One guy, he was known. He had the big hair. Big, long hair. And, in a few weeks later, they were still singing and they were talking about it. All of a sudden, this guy said, "You know, something don't feel right." He hadn't even read the New Testament where it says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. He didn't even read that yet. Nobody ever taught him that. And he said, something's wrong. And he walked in a barber shop, and he told the barber, he said, I know it's a lot of hair, but he said, something told me I need to cut it. The barber cut his hair, and he walked up to his friends, and his friends didn't even recognize him. He said, hey, man, what y'all doing? Is that really you? And pretty soon, he told him, he said, something just got on me. And he said, I just start feeling this feeling that I need to get a haircut. And the other one said, you know, I just read in the Bible last night that the Word of God, that the New Testament says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And he said, you're kidding. And the other one said, man, show us. He said, let's look for it. They began to look and they found it. They loaded up and he said, where's that barber shop at? They went to the barber shop. Something started working in their life. Don't you love it when the Holy Ghost starts working on us? Don't you love it when God, amen, begins to turn the light on for somebody? Amen. That's the God that we serve. Well, all of a sudden, when we start yielding to God, God begins to let his righteousness flow through us. Tonight, amen, there's some of us that's been in church. We've been baptized in Jesus' name. We receive the Holy Ghost, amen, but we're still in the same old ditch that we've been in because we simply don't learn to yield to God. It's still okay for you to just act like you do and do around do the things you do. But friend, when the Holy Ghost starts working, how many loves it that God starts working in your life and God's waking up something inside of you called conviction? Man, these guys, I mean, they had all kind of stuff. And, you know, that guy said, you know, my guitar is really expensive. And I'm proud of that guitar. And he said, that guitar cost me, and this is way back in the 70s, this guitar cost me somewhere about $12,000. And he said, I don't feel good about playing and having that guitar. That's an expensive thing that, you know, I could play a $100 guitar the same. I feel like I want to sell it. I want to get rid of it and take it. You know, there was a missionary at the church that was going to some foreign country who said he needed some money. You know what they did? They found a pawn shop. And when they walked in the door, that guy said, aren't you so-and-so? He said, I am. He said, isn't that guitar the one that you played that particular song and went to the top? Yes, it is. He said, won't you sign that guitar? He said, I will give you right now $20,000. Wow. Amen. He signed the guitar. Amen. Oh, and the guy gave him $20,000. Amen. They drove that Volkswagen van to the church. And then the church wouldn't even open. Amen. They said, let's sit right here till church opens the door. And we would give that money. They sat there and started singing. And I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost will change your life and your perception. Amen. Pretty soon they walked in with $20,000 and handed it there. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, things don't matter anymore. Amen. When you let God be God in your life, what matters to him starts mattering to you. And there's a beauty that comes alive. Let me ask you the question that the Lord told you tonight. To sell everything you got and go to Brazil. Would you do it? Now, some of you wouldn't do it. Now, some of you wouldn't obey God. Now, some of you too tight. You got your hand clenched around your life. I know an 84-year-old tonight sitting in here. If the Lord told her to sell everything she got and go to Brazil or go to China, I'm telling you, she would go in a heartbeat. But you're 84 years old, Mildred, and you got grown great-grandkids. But if the Holy Ghost told her to do it, amen, hey, friend, I know her enough to say, amen, she would sell out and say, bye-bye, y'all. I got a job to do for Jesus. I want to know tonight, amen, do you allow God to govern your life? Is God on the throne of your heart? Or is he just that one just comes and just comes occasionally in your life because you only give him just a little time? You see, We want him to be Lord. But if he's not Lord of all, he cannot be Lord at all. Somebody say amen. Isn't it beautiful how God starts working in a life? I mean, God starts dealing with you. God starts working on you. God starts ministering to you. Amen. Oh, friend, amen. I love it when the Lord challenges you. Have you ever put money back that maybe your spouse didn't even know about? And you thought, man, I'm going to hide this money, and we're going to do something together. I'm going to surprise her and do something great. And the Lord said, you know that $200 you got? Amen. Give it to me and watch what I'll do with it. Amen. What would happen if that little boy and his mama didn't give that bread and those fish that day? Amen. I want to tell you, when you put it in the hands of God, God has a way of blessing it, breaking it, and multiplying it. I just want to tell somebody, you can't outgive God. And when you yield to God and he becomes the governing source in your life, God begins to manifest his glory right through you. You become an instrument of righteousness, an instrument of God. Aren't you tired, amen, of things clogging up your life? Now, you belong to God. You don't belong to anything else, including yourself. Amen. Now, well, I know a band that bought a trombone at a pawn shop. And he cleaned and scalded the mouthpiece, and he wanted to try that trombone out. He was a player, and he cleaned it. He cleaned up the deal, but whenever he got to playing, he tried to blow. He said, it played just a little bit, but something was hindering it. And he said, man, there's something in this trombone. There's something just not like it should be. He could play it, but it's the sound, the feeling. Amen. Anybody play a trombone in here? You know what I mean? Just was something not right. And, well, he found him what they call a snake. And, amen, it was a brush and wire. And he began to work in it. And he felt some resistance in it. And pretty soon some stuff started coming out. And, I mean, it was clay. I mean, a dirt dauber had got inside of it and built a nest. And even though, it would allow air to flow through it, it was just a little bit resistance. And that little bit of resistance changed the sound and changed the flow. But whenever he began to clear it out and he began to clean that instrument out, something began to happen. He picked that instrument up, and when he began to blow it, there was a certain sound. There was that beautiful, raspy sound of that instrument. He began to play it, and it felt right, sounded right. Aren't you thankful that God does that kind of work in a life that is clean and yielded to him? I want to just say, why hang on to something that's going to clog up your life? Why hold on to something that you know that's just not right? I love it when the Lord wakes up somebody that doesn't know. I love it when the Lord opens the eyes of the naive, those that have never seen something in God, that's never had their eyes open. How many has ever seen that before, where the Lord opens the eyes of somebody and it's like all of a sudden they realize, man, I got something clogged in my relationship with God. And man, that they hurry and they get rid of it. They get it out of the way. But you know what the big problem is when he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. Those that know these things will clog up your life. They will stop up your drain. They will begin to cause congestion in your heart and a blockage in your relationship with God. Oh, friend, I'm looking for somebody that will wise up and be wise unto salvation, wise unto the master. Amen. Quit letting something hold you back. Why don't you give everything you got to God? Don't you know he'll give everything to you plus? Amen. You can't outgive God. Even when a man yields to God, you're saying yes to God. Amen. Why are you holding back? Why you're hanging on to something that's not going to help you? I come to challenge this church tonight. God is wanting to be the governor of your life. Amen. When you govern your life, you hold your life back. Amen. A governor on a car, Brother Jerry, or a truck begins to allow it only to go just so much. But when you take that governor off and you put your pedal to the metal, amen, that vehicle begins to scream and begin to go. I want to tell somebody today, you got your governor on your life called self. It's going to hinder you, hold you back. But when you begin to say, God, I want you to be the governor. I want you to be the source. I want you to be the power. I want you to be the operation of my life. When you give God that kind of liberty, friend, God will make you an instrument of righteousness. God's glory begins to work in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It sounds like I listen to the radio a lot, but between here and the house, I turn the radio on, and that's about all the radio I catch. But yesterday, a man was saying that he was at somebody's place, and the teenage boy got a box of salt out, and he started pouring that box of salt around his car. And he said, what is he doing? The young boy said, well, you know, that's my car. And he said, people have been messing with my car, and I'll put that salt around it to protect it and to keep good vibes and bad things from me. I want to tell you, salt's not going to do it. Crystals are not going to do it. Enchantment's not going to do it. Amen, friend. I don't plead salt, and I don't plead the crystal. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, or I, amen, call the name of Jesus better. Amen. I call on the name, and I believe that he has washed me with his blood. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful tonight that God has power. When we yield to God, when we give God liberty in our life, amen, God does amazing things. Woo. You ought to give the Lord applaud tonight and praise tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I just don't want you to give God a golfing clap. Somebody ought to praise God for his excellent greatness. You ought to praise him for his mighty acts, his power to changing, his power to transform. Come on, you ought to bless him. Come on, the Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all your people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You ought to shout to God like the Bible says. You ought to lift your voice. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's amazing. When somebody yields to God. And again, God's not going to come after you with a fly swatter. He's not going to try to get you to yield by using forceful methods. Sometimes God says, okay, I'll let the brook dry up. I let the ravens quit coming. I'll try to get your attention some way. I want to be mindful of the Lord tonight. I want to be sensitive to his spirit, yielded to his spirit. I want to look in me and say, God, what part of me I'm not given? Only yielded people. Only yielded people will make it to the other side. A good friend of mine in Mississippi makes a statement. And his statement is this: only experienced worshipers will go to heaven. If you're not a worshiper here, a worshiper is not somebody that just makes noise. I can make noise and still not worship God. And we could go to a church that makes a lot of noise, and they're not worshiping God. Hallelujah. Worship comes when you raise that banner to God, that there is an honor, an allegiance, and a fear, and a respect to God when you worship him. There's a reaching and a yearning and an honor and a blessing to God. But mostly, it's a yield where you step aside and you give God the liberty to flow in your life. Amen. Holy God's here tonight. God wants somebody to learn to yield. You know that repentance cannot be really repentance until there's a change of government. You know, repentance, true repentance, is a government work. To where you no longer sit on the throne of your life. You no longer hold the wheel. But you turn it over to the Lord and say, thy will be done. The Lord's here tonight. Is there something that you need to lay down? I'm not just preaching to new people that are here tonight. I'm preaching to people that are here that God is wanting to get to a higher place. God is wanting the glory, amen, of his power to flow through you as an instrument. I want to ask, well, what kind of instrument have you been? What kind of instrument have you been? What kind of instrument? You're going to yield to something. What have you been yielding to? God is beckoning somebody, reaching to somebody, and he's trying to get you to yield to him tonight. There's a beauty and a glory that he has that is beyond this world. Even a change and a transformation that he has that is beautiful and righteous. Hallelujah. The Lord's in this place right now. Hallelujah. Would you close your eyes and would you lift your hands high to Jesus? Amen. I want you to stretch them. Just don't pick that hand up. Amen. I want you to lift your hands. Amen. Lift your hands up to the Lord in a sign of surrender. Both your hands tonight. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Lift those hands high. If somebody had a gun on you tonight, amen, you would pick those hands up as high as you could. Amen. Don't be ashamed tonight to lift both of your hands. Not one, but both of them are to be lifted tonight to Jesus and say, Lord, your will, your way right now, God. Have your way, Jesus. I yield to you, Lord. I give to you the right of way to my heart, Lord. I give you the right of way to my life, my soul, my being, oh Lord. God, come and govern my life. Lord, my life has been chaotic. My life has been congested with things, with feelings and sensations and things, oh God, that has disturbed my thinking. God, it's caused me to doubt you. It's caused me to doubt others. It's caused me, Lord Jesus, even to walk in places that I want to walk. But Lord, I yield to you right now. I give you praise. I give you honor, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you stand in this place right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is looking for prayer warriors. God is looking for people that know how to yield. Brother Martinez today on the phone, Brother Zach, amen, I know you could hear a little bit of it. Brother Martinez was talking about people that are learning to intercede, to yield and intercede for souls, to pray and enter into the realm that we call travail in the Holy Ghost, where you yield yourself and you pray not just for you, but you pray, Lord, what your spirit wants me to pray for, Lord. Let me yield. Let me give. Let me surrender even my prayer time. A lot of times we pray, Lord, I need this, I need that, and we have a wish list and a need list. And we never ask God, Lord, what do you want of me? Who do you want me to pray for today? God, what is it that you need right now of me, Jesus? A good servant of God is one that says, God, you like this? That's what I'm going to like. The old-time servant of the king knew what the king delighted in. He knew what the king desired. He knew how the king liked his tea. If the king didn't like lemon in his tea, he didn't want any lemon. If the king didn't want this, didn't want that. If it detested the king, the servant would make sure that it wouldn't get in his cup. God is looking for somebody that will be mindful of the king. That you would give God the liberty in your life. That you would yield yourself to his service. The call of God is on this church. Hallelujah. The call of God is on these that are in this building tonight. God has so much for you. Why hang on to your life as an instrument of unrighteousness? Amen. It's not done you a bit of good. Amen. But you don't need to be afraid to yield yourself to the Lord. Amen. I want those tonight that really want to give God that yield, that right away. I want you to walk to the front of this building and lift your hands. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. I want you to meet with the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I don't want you to just pray for you. I want you to go a step deeper than that and say, Lord, your will. I want your will. I want your will. I want your will. Lord, your will. God, your will beyond my wants. Your will beyond my ways. Your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a plug in tonight. The Holy Ghost is trying to flow. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord in this room tonight. Hallelujah. I felt when I knelt to pray earlier. Amen. I felt the glory of the Lord in this place. Amen. And he's here right now. The glory of his presence. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, would you just... Amen. Would you let the Holy Ghost, would you yield right now? Hallelujah. Have your will. Have your way, Jesus. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to lift that banner to Jesus. Have your will. Have your way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, yield yourself as a member of God, a member of righteousness, as an instrument. Here am I, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, yield. Just reach and touch the Lord right now. Somebody needs to learn to yield and bless the Lord. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know what to say or do, amen, you begin to worship him by saying, Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're holy. Jesus, you're amazing. Jesus, you're mighty. Jesus, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to bless the Lord. Jesus, you're right, oh Lord. Jesus, you're here. Acknowledge him tonight in this place. Hallelujah. Will the worshipers arise tonight? Come on, will the worshipers arise in this place? God is looking for worshipers tonight. God is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Yield yourself. Hallelujah. God's breath, God's glory wants to come through you. God wants that beautiful sound, that beautiful feeling to be in you, that vibrance of his glory and power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Have thine own way, Lord. Have thy way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Would you step and wade out of the shadows into the deep of the Holy Ghost right now? Come on, the Lord is drawing somebody to a deeper relationship. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Come on, don't hang on to the side. Come on, there's waters tonight in the Holy Ghost that God wants to lead you in a deeper relationship, a deeper place. Waters are swimming, the scripture says. Amen. A deep place in his spirit, deeper than where you've been. There's a draw, there's a current of the Holy Ghost tonight we have to yield to. Come on, child of God. Come on, adore the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Come on, worship the Lord. He's here. Worship the Lord. He's in this place. holy you are, Lord God.